joy. We know joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit, which each and every one of us as a Christian, we have to possess. So let's quickly go over our memory verse. The memory verse is from Philippians 4:4. Let's go together. It says, Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. This is loaded. Apostle Paul was in the prison when he wrote this one. When I was looking at it, I just said to myself, I said, Lord, this is wonderful. Somebody who is in the prison encouraging others that we should rejoice. Even when things are not going our own way, as Christians, we can see here that we're encouraged to be joyful always. Even, you know, Apostle Paul was in the prison when he wrote this one, because he knows that whatever happened, that Jesus was with him, that he will be able to carry him over. He was not discouraged. He was not worried with the things around. He was focused on Jesus. That is why he can boldly tell us to rejoice always and again rejoice. That whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, you know, sometimes it can be very difficult. Even for me, as I'm standing, you know, it can be very difficult. But what the Bible is telling us this morning, and we can see from our example, as Apostle Paul, our typical example, is telling us that we should rejoice always because it is our right. And God has commanded us to rejoice always, even things when things are not going our way. When our expectation, you know, when they are still yet to be met, we are advised this morning to rejoice. Praise the Lord. So let's go to our Bible passage. Let's go to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8. Nehemiah, chapter 8. I think we are all there so that we can follow Adeni, because Adeni, you are not reading loud, so that we can follow. Okay? Do you want to read again or make it a bit louder? Chapter 8.
Also Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jami, Apu, Shabbatai, Hodiah, Masai, Kalita, Azariah, Josabat, Hana, Salah, Deliver. Help the people to understand the law, and the people remain in their place. So they read from the book of the law of God, distinctly, faithfully, amplifying and giving the sense so that the people understood.
Praise the Lord. We all know the story behind this one. Remember when Nehemiah got to Jerusalem, he did not only find a broken wall, he found some broken lives. So, because the people, they have turned away from God, they have discouraged God, they no longer do what God says, so they were wounded in their hearts, even when they saw everything that had happened to them. And when they've seen that they were very far away from God. So, but there's one important thing that happened here. You know, when the word of, when Ezra went read the law to them, you know, they felt bad. But at the same time, when the word of God came to their, when the word of God was spoken to them, then they had peace again, and they were joyful, you know, and they knew that what they have done in the past was wrong, you know, and the word of God brought comfort to them, and they were joyful, you see. So when I was looking at this outline, and I just look at the definition of joy, then I just know that, you know, it's not, sometimes it's not, you can't, sometimes we, because of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, we can't determine that, oh, today I'm going to be, I want to choose when I'm going to be joyful as a Christian. We can't do that. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in us, at all times we should be joyful. Let's read the outline here. It says, joy is an outflow of excitement, not caused from outside, but flows naturally from inside. Joy is different from happiness. The latter comes as a result of acquisition of material things, but the former, when even those things are not there. Joy is the strength of any child of God. Any Christian that is constantly sad or remorse has lost his or her joy and should pray that God should restore the joy of salvation. Praise the Lord. This is loaded. As a Christian, we can learn this morning, even if we've known before, that we have to be joyful, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. How can the joy of the Lord be our strength? Is there anyone who can help us? How can the joy of the Lord be our strength? Yes. Yeah. Because the Holy Spirit. Yes, praise the Lord. See, we are going to look at the difference between joy and happiness. It says, joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Let's open our Bibles to Galatians 5:22. Why happiness is a product of worldly gain, advantage, or material profit. Galatians 5:22. Praise the Lord. Why do we think joy is very important? I'm not saying that the rest of the fruit of the Spirit are not important, but why is joy important? Who can tell us? Praise the Lord, man.
I think the Bible says in the presence of God there is fullness of joy.
Yeah.
If you come to the presence of God grumbling, or you know, not having the fullness, you actually cannot attract God. You know, if you don't actually have joy,
yeah.
Because the Bible says in its presence there is fullness of God.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. And the devil knows this one very good. That's why sometimes he tries to steal our joy. How many of us, I think many of us here, we must have experienced this type of joy we are talking about. You know, when we have this type of joy, just like he has said, you know, we'll be able to, you know, we'll not even see anything as nothing. You know, that was the type of, the kind of joy Jesus Christ, our typical example, had, even when he was going through the cross. Because of the joy that was set before him, he was able to focus, not looking at what is happening to him. I pray the Almighty God will grant us joy in Jesus' name. So let's look at happiness here. The book of Esther, chapter 1. I think 10. Praise the Lord. This is, can you see the difference? And this is happiness, you know, because the king here, you know, the king was happy with wine, and because of the things that he can see, it's not from inside, you know, the physical appearance. So you can see now the difference between happiness and joy. This one, the Holy Spirit controlled it, but this one we can control it because of what we our achievements, what we can see. Maybe the people around us make us proud, you know, and we are happy. Praise the Lord. It says joy lasts forever. Let's look at that one in the book of Isaiah 51:11. Praise the Lord. Okay, finish. That is the promises for us here. If we walk in the holiness, if we walk in holiness, God himself will grant us joy. Remember, if the Holy Spirit lives in us, and without holiness, you know, the Holy Spirit cannot, anywhere there's sin, you know, the Holy Spirit will not be able to stay. So God himself has already designed the joy that will last forever for us. So that is why it is very important that we do anything that is within our power to make sure that the devil, that we keep our joy, that we don't allow the devil to steal our joy. Whatever happens, we should make the effort. It's worth making, because that is one of the promises for us, that we should be joyful always. So anytime we think that we are not joyful, anytime we think that the devil is trying to take our joy from us, we should go back to God and ask, Lord, this is your promise concerning me. Why is this happening? We should try as much as possible to gain our joy back, and God will grant this to us, O Lord, in Jesus' name. So it says, happiness. Okay, let's look at Luke again. It's a very familiar story. Luke 15, we look at another example of happiness. Luke 15, 17 to 24. Luke 15. Yeah.
The man came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have enough food and even food to spare? But I'm perishing 9 years of hunger. I will get up and go to my father.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and came to his own father. But while he was still a long way off, the father saw him and was moved with pity and tenderness for him. And he ran
Praise the Lord. Because the son returned home, so the father here called for celebration. We're all familiar with the story. And what happened? The brother was angry that I've been with you all this while this one has been away, and you are celebrating him. Because the dad was happy to see the son come back again. So we are talking about joy and happiness. We are saying that joy is what we don't have control over, that the Holy Spirit control, and it's in us. And we are saying happiness is what is at a sort of material, what we can see materially, or what, you know, like the story we just read now, you know, because the son went away and was back, so the dad was happy. Happiness is as a result of what we can see around us. And it lasts for a while, and we see that joy lasts forever. That's why, like I said before, that we should make all efforts so that we retain our joy in all the circumstances we find ourselves in. So we are going to look at the benefits of joy. The benefits of joy. Let's quickly open to Nehemiah 8:10. Where we read before.
Then he said to them, "Go, eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength."
Praise the Lord. Remember, we said before that when they got back, because they knew how they have been far away from God, but now the Holy Spirit is telling them that the joy of the Lord is their strength. You know, because they were wounded before, because of what they have done, they realize that they have disobeyed God, they are not living their life the way God has proposed them to live the life, they are not living right. So, but the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So when they had the word, they receive strength again to move forward. They receive strength again to do what they were not able to do before. They receive strength again, even to receive forgiveness. Praise the Lord. So let's see Isaiah 12:3. Praise the Lord. So we receive here, we can see that because we can receive God's blessing and he will strengthen us to be joyful. That is what he's saying now. So benefits of joy, you know, strength, then we receive blessing from God too. Then it helps us to press forward continuously, even in face of opposition or persecution. Let's look at Acts 13:50-52. Acts of the Apostle. Praise the Lord. Because they were filled with joy here, you know. They were courageous. They've done their own bit, and God will not hold it against them, because they cannot force people, because theirs is to go and do what the Bible says. So they've done their own bit, and God will not hold them responsible for the decision of others. So God is happy when we do our own bit, and they were joyful, you know. They were not discouraged because of the joy of the Holy Spirit that is in them. So when we evangelize to people, and you know, they are just saying, "Oh, I don't know what you are talking about," or even even when we are being insulted, we should still be filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit, because we've done our bit. It is God himself that we do the remaining one. We've done our own bit. We've obeyed what God has commanded us to do. So we should not be worried, and God will not hold us accountable for the sins of others, because we've done our own bit. Praise the Lord. It says we are going to look at this. It says, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. Therefore, always keep yourself in his presence. This is a big one. How can we keep ourselves in his presence? That's the question we are all going to contribute. When I look at it, I say, this is a big one. there are a lot of things that we need to do to remain in the presence of God. So what are those things that we need to do as a believer, as a Christian, people who are focused on heaven? So what are the things? Yes. Praise the Lord. That is the big one. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But if someone says that the Bible made it clear that without holiness, nobody can see God. But if somebody says, oh, I'm not perfect, what can I do? So in that case, what do we do now? How do we encourage such person? That nobody is perfect. You can't expect me to be like Jesus Christ. I'm not Jesus Christ. This, that. So what do we do? Yeah. To be called his son. For us. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Mm.
Philippians 3:2. Praise the Lord. For those of us that are just coming, I'll quickly round up. We are going to take two or three key things home this week that we are going to work on. We are talking about joy and happiness. You know, God expects us to be joyful always. That's why it says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always, and I say again, rejoice. We should do whatever that we can do to retain our joy, because the devil knows that. That's why sometimes he tries to steal our joy. So we should try as much as possible, because there are some benefits of joy. We receive power. We are able to do things that we ordinarily would not be able to do. We receive strength and we receive blessing when we retain our joy. The everlasting one, the joy that we, the blessing, those things that we receive, they be the one that will last long. So this week, I want us to go home, and anything that is going to stop us from being joyful, we should try as much as possible to work very well and look and be focused, just like Jesus Christ, our typical example, was focused when he was challenged with the cross. We should be focused this week to retain our joy in as much as possible. Then another thing I want us to go home is that, you know, if you look around now, like I always tell people, there are a lot of, you know, signs of end time everywhere you look, even in the news. If you look around very well, you will see it every time, everywhere you go. So what do we need to do? We are being encouraged here to be in the presence of the Almighty God, you know. And we say we have to be holy, study the word of God, repent of what those things that we are not doing well. We all know, I know myself, I know those areas that I'm struggling. You know yourself, you know the area you are struggling. So we are just going to rise up this morning, and we are going to ask God to grant us that joy that he has designed for each and every one of us. Let's rise up as we pray this morning. Ask him to grant you the joy that is meant for you, the one that has been designed for you. Father God Almighty. saying that the devil will not be able to steal our joy, even as we have heard the word again this morning. Let's pray that whatever the devil wants to do or is doing to take away our joy, we are going to call upon the Holy Spirit this morning to retain the joy to us. Father God Almighty, O Lord, we ask, O Lord, whatever, O Lord, that even the Holy Spirit, O Lord, that because we are spoiled, O Lord, Father God Almighty, O Lord, Father, you see, O Lord, Father. Lastly, we are going to ask God to empower us, to enable us to be in His presence. We know those things that we need to do to be in His presence. It's not that we'll be coming to the altar every time or coming to the church, but the Bible says we should have an attitude of prayer. It's not that we'll be praying every time, but we should be in a mood that we can pray anytime, you know, that we'll not be going to God asking for forgiveness, that we should be able to go boldly, just like the son returned home and say, Lord, here I am, do this for me, this is what I'm going through. Ask Him to enable us. Father God Almighty, O Lord, we ask, O Lord, even as we have heard your word this morning, O Lord, enable us, O Lord, enable us, O Lord, to be in your presence, O Lord. Give us, O Lord, the power, O Lord. We cannot do it by ourselves, O Lord, but we ask, O Lord, that you enable us, O Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you once again, O Lord. Father God Almighty, we thank you, Lord, even for your word this morning, O Lord. We know that the word that you have spoken to us this morning is not in vain, O Lord. Father, we know that it's meant to do a thing in our life. Father, even as we have heard this morning, O Lord, you know each and every one of us, O Lord. You know where we are experiencing difficulties, O Lord. Father, we ask, O Lord, that you enable us, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Father God Almighty, we also pray even for the rest of our brethren that are not here, O Lord, that the joy of the Lord will be their strength, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we also ask, O Lord, that you enable them, O Lord, empower them, O Lord, so that they will be able to be in your presence, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for answering our prayer, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen. We are progressive people, aren't we?